Well, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, deep, deep, probing spiritual question for you this morning. All right. Who here likes French fries? All right, wait. You got to make sure you understand the question. I didn't ask who here is allowed to eat French fries and likes them. Even if you are not allowed to eat them anymore, or you're on some sort of diet where you can't eat them, I asked if you simply like them. Who here likes French fries, even if you can't eat them? All right, I see a few more hands. All right. How about who here likes French fries without salt? There you go. What did Jesus call us this morning? Salt. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. And if you like French fries, you start to understand what Jesus is saying. Oh, that's really important. You are the salt of the earth. You, dear Christian, dear disciple of Jesus, you are the salt to the French fries of the earth, right? You are the salt to the world's French fries. You are important to the world. You. I think as Christians, like we think, all right, the most important, we even heard this morning from our kids, right? The most important is Jesus. And you know what? If you say that, you are right. But what is Jesus saying this morning? You are the salt of the earth. Now, we all know salt adds flavor, right? That's why we like French fries. We probably wouldn't go buy soft potato sticks if it weren't for the salt, right? Well, salt is important. It adds flavor. It adds seasoning. In the ancient world, it not only did those things, but it was used for purification. It was a high value. So when Jesus is telling his disciples, you are the salt of the earth, that's saying something. And what Jesus is saying is that the earth needs salting. The earth, the world around us is evil. It is corrupt. It is broken in so many sad ways. It is bland. The earth needs salting. The earth needs what you give to it. Jesus cares for this world through you, through his people. He salts the world through us. And now, it's also important that you heard what Jesus was saying, okay? Jesus did not say, be more salty. Some of you really don't need to hear that. He's not saying, try harder. He's not saying, come on, step it up. What did he say? You are salt. Simply by being you. But what makes you, you? Jesus. Simply by being who you are in Christ. Being one who is redeemed, who is forgiven, who has the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you. Simply by being who you are in Christ, you are the salt to the French fries of the world. You are God's salt on the earth. So if you are here this morning, and you either came in today feeling, or you have ever felt unimportant or insignificant or ordinary and bland, dear Christian, you are wrong. And I mean that in the most loving way. You are salt. How can you be unimportant? How can you be insignificant? How can you be ordinary? If you've been redeemed by Christ, if you've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, the Lord Almighty himself. Now, let's see. What else did Jesus say? That you are the light of the world. Who here likes reading? Who here likes reading in a dark room? Light is important, is it not? You are the light of the world. Here's what Jesus said. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Light is important. Light reveals things as they are. The light guides us. The light gives us life. This is another one of those things where it seems this is not really what we as Christians, how we think about this light thing, right? If you were to ask a Christian, who is the light of the world, what would a Christian say? Jesus. And you're not wrong. But what does Jesus say? You are the light of the world. You, dear Christian. Just as the sun is the source of light for the world, the moon reflects the light of the sun and gives us light by night. I think that maybe that's a way that we think about how we are the light of the world. Our light comes from Jesus, and he shines his light on others through us. Because you, dear Christian, you have the light of Jesus' word. You have the light of Jesus' hope. You have the light of Jesus' promises. You have the light of Jesus, who is the Lord of all of heaven and earth. And you shine that light on the world around us. And not shining that light, not shining the light of Jesus in the world around you, is as absurd as trying to hide a city that is up on a hill. It's as absurd as lighting a candle and then putting a basket over it. The fire department probably also doesn't want you to do that. It's absurd. Who you are as somebody that knows Jesus, just that gives light. It's a light that a dark world needs. And you've been placed by the Lord Jesus himself as a lamp in a dark place for the light of others to see. And just by you being you, as somebody redeemed by Christ, and you living your way of life in Christ, is a light for others. So I might ask you this morning, where has Jesus placed you as a light for others? Now you might think, well, those are nice things to say, Pastor, but I'm pretty ordinary. My life is not exciting. And yet, I think that that's where Jesus placed you. If you're in a marriage, if you have a neighbor, if you go to school, if you have a friend, if you have kids, if you have grandkids, or nieces, or nephews, or brothers and sisters, if you have co-workers, if you have people that you sit by at church, those are places where Jesus has placed you as a light for others. So if you are here this morning and you've come in feeling like, or you've ever felt like, what you do Monday through Saturday is irrelevant to the kingdom of God, or you feel like your life is distant from the kingdom of God, or like what you do doesn't seem very godly or very spiritual, and It feels like it doesn't really matter to Jesus. Well, dear Christian, you are wrong. And I mean that in the most loving way. Jesus has made you salt, and he has made you light in this world. And your ordinary life and your ordinary jobs, your own ordinary vocations is where Jesus has put you. It's where he needs you. It's precisely where Jesus has put you to work in the world and to care for the world. And so no matter what your call is, it is from Jesus. You are called to be an extraordinary husband or wife. You are called to be a remarkable neighbor or employee. You are called to be powerful friends and powerful citizens in this world. That is what Jesus has called you to. Your life is the life that Jesus uses to work in and through the world. That's important. Now, I can hear you. I don't know if I told you this, but I can read some of your minds. All right? I can hear what you're thinking. All right? How can I possibly live up to that? God, haven't you seen my life? It's sometimes not very pretty. And there's a lot of failure. And a lot of mistakes. And a lot of boneheadedness. Right? And there's a lot of sin. I guess I'm reading my own thoughts. Sorry. How can I possibly live up to this? How does my life look like salt and light in the world when it's my life we're talking about? I can imagine you might be thinking similarly. I'm not a good enough mom. I'm not a good enough dad. My marriage is not what it should be. My life is a disappointment. My life is full of failure. There are sins that I'm ashamed of. I hear what you're saying. And just in case you're feeling insecure, listen to what Jesus says, right? What does he say? Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same, I'll put my hand up, all right, will be called what? Least in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whew. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm joking. We should ask then, well, Jesus, if that's the high standard, how can you call us salt and light? What qualifies if we're never going to live up to that? The truth is, dear Christian, that you don't qualify for that. But there is one who does. You know who I'm talking about? Jesus. Jesus fulfills that for you. Jesus also said this, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to," what did he say? "Fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished." That is an important phrase. Because what was it that Jesus said? I think it was the last thing he said while he was on the cross. What did he say? It is finished. He's accomplished all of it. What the law and prophets had all been looking forward to, building up to, the Messiah who had come and save from sins, the Messiah who had come and make all things right, who would rectify all people to himself, that the Messiah that they were all looking forward to, Jesus has not come to wipe all that away, but to do what? fulfill it, accomplish it for you and for me. And what do you say that until heaven and earth pass away? Here's the beautiful thing, is that they never will. The present forms will, but heaven and earth will never pass away. God's law and His word is eternal, but what has Jesus done? Fulfilled them, completed them, brought them to their ultimate form. Jesus brought the kingdom of heaven to earth. And on the cross, Jesus' judgment day, our judgment day, the world's judgment day, already happened. You know, the reason why we got this is not because we're going to worship it or anything like that. It's a reminder of the beauty of Jesus. If our name as a church is Beautiful Savior, the most beautiful thing that Jesus has done for us is what He said there, is what He did there when He said, "It is finished." He's accomplished all of it for the world. And he's made it so that heaven and earth will never pass away, but they will become one because Jesus, after He died on the cross, rose from the dead. The resurrection of all things has begun. It has commenced with Jesus Himself. Jesus has risen from the dead, and all, because of Jesus, will rise from the dead. He is the firstborn of the resurrection. And He has given that, dear friends, that life and what He has accomplished on the cross to you. You live the life of Jesus. He lives His life through you. Ordinary you. Mistake-filled you. Sinful you. He lives His life through you. Jesus brings His reign to earth, and you live your life under the reign of Jesus. Which means that you are not living your life to try to be saved anymore. You are saved. You're not trying to live your life to measure up anymore. Jesus has done that for you. You're not living your life to try to save the world because that job's already been taken. No, it's all done in Jesus. Which means that how you live your life is now simply by living according to Jesus. You live your life according to Jesus. That means that you live your life in Christ, as part of Him and Him, part of you. You live your life forgiven. You're bulletproof against sin and the devil. You live your life knowing that the world and everything that you do and everywhere you are has been redeemed by Jesus. And you live your life knowing that Jesus works in and through all things, even the things that you do, the jobs that you have, the relationships you have. Jesus works through all of that, through you. And you also live knowing that He continues to fulfill all things, that He cares for His world by working in you and through you, and you live knowing that despite sin and despite your ordinary life, He is still at work. So, I saw a lot of hands at the very beginning, all right? Go get some French fries. And let those French fries be a reminder of what Jesus has made you to be in this world. Salt. You are the salt of the world. And you let that reminder remind you that you are significant. What you do is important because Christ has redeemed you. And other people in your life, they need Christ in you and through you. That you are Jesus for them. And you live and work under the reign of Christ. And Jesus reigns through what you do in this world. Because Jesus is salting and lighting the world through you. In Jesus' name, amen.